Hi everyone, my name is Abigail Dalton and welcome to Abigail Answers, my first ever podcast with the first ever episode. Today we are talking all things digital, photography and videography. So welcome to my podcast. If you are listening to this, what's up? But if you're watching this, hey, you can watch this on my YouTube at Abigail Dalton if you want to see my face and what I'm talking about. But yeah, so if you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in and let's get started. So I went on my Instagram and I asked my followers just any questions, if they had anything and advice that they'd like for me to give. And I got a few responses. And so today, this is why we're talking about videography, cinematography, and photography. So many fees. Literally, though. So our first question is from Asya G on Instagram. She said, what inspires you and what are you learning? So if you don't know, I am enrolled on Full Sail University's online film bachelor's degree. Golly, I totally butchered that. So I'm a film student with Full Sail University online, which means I get to do school and work for 2.5 years, and I get a bachelor's. So I have school during the summer, which stinks, but that's okay. It gets me in my routine. So I'm currently learning producing and movie magic. It's a application. So movie magic, budgeting, scheduling, stuff like that. Just roles of a producer and making sure that films can be filmed, produced correctly. And so that's actually one thing that I love to do is producing films and just organizing everything, getting everyone squared away, knowing what their role is and executing the best possible outcome. But what inspires me, there's a lot of things that inspire me. A big thing that inspires, like, the reason that I do what I do is definitely my faith in God, and just making everything not only tell a story, but ultimately I try to make everything about him, pointing back to him at the cross. So yeah, so what inspires me also is traveling. That also inspires a lot of my music as well. I'm also a musician, if you didn't know that. But yeah, so definitely traveling. And I, one of my favorite type of videos to make is traveling videos, because it's like upbeat and you have like fun music and it goes with it and like the spin transitions and, you know, stuff like that. So I love editing stuff like that. But yeah, so that is what inspires me and what I have been learning. The next question is from Clea Frenette. Sorry if I'm butchering that. Terrible at pronunciations. She said, what is the best inexpensive camera lens? So I thought about this, and although I don't own this lens, I've used it so many times. It is the Nifty 50, a 50 millimeter lens. It's about $100 from Target, Amazon, wherever. Or I'd recommend buying a used one, because honestly, I don't think it's worth $100. But if you could find a used one, do that. Like, that's, I buy most of my lenses used because people buy lenses or they buy cameras and then they just stop doing the hobby. And so they sell it on Facebook Marketplace or they sell it back to Amazon, stuff like that. So don't be afraid to buy something used, but obviously be smart about it and request pictures. So our next question is from Abby Kaufman, and she said, go to tips when heading out on a shoot. So I think this is something that, I try to keep myself accountable to. It's just like being the most prepared, just being very professional, and no matter which setting I'm going into, whether it's a wedding or it's a small little shoot for a nonprofit, you know, whatever it is, treating every client the same, every situation the same, every film the same, with the same attitude and that up light, that, you know, having a good mindset going into it, even if it's a job you may not necessarily be 100% passionate about, you know, just knowing that you're there to capture a story. So my recommendations for going out on a shoot are to, one, always have your SD cards organized. I actually have an SD case that I bought off Amazon, I think for like $15. It's amazing. It holds 24 total SD cards. That's 12 big ones and like normal, and then 12 micro SDs. It's amazing. Go buy one. You can drop it and it will be fine. And then also just to have all your SD cards formatted or just ready to be filled up. Next is to have a bunch of business cards on you, whether that's in your camera bag or that's in your pocket or it's in your car console, everywhere. Have them everywhere because you don't know when you just won't happen to have a camera bag on you. Say that, you know, you're at a conference and there's a specific place for all of your gear and so it's in there, but a client or like someone, just a stranger comes up and says, hey, I have a wedding and, you know, next year, do you do wedding videos? And you're like, yeah, take my number, you know, when you could actually give them a physical card with your face on it, so they could remember you that way and have your website. So definitely business cards. And then have second batteries and have them charged before you pack for your shoot. So I often will get all my stuff together the night before, my outfit, everything I'll need. I get my car cleared out just because I want to sleep in as much as possible. And then I charge my batteries while I'm sleeping. I wake up, everything's charged, throw them in the bags, go, get out of there. So yeah, spend the extra $50, $80 it takes to get an extra battery for your camera. Trust me, you won't regret it. And last but not least, this goes for the ladies listening, or even some men. I mean, you know, we're all at danger. if you are going out on a shoot alone, always share your location with someone you trust, like your mom or your dad or your friend or your boyfriend, whatever, and have your location going. When you get there, tell them if you change a location, tell them when you leave, tell them if you're going to get gas, let people know where you are. If you think about it, we are the target when we have a big camera bag strapped to our back and no ways to defend ourselves. I like to carry around a taser because I feel like that's somewhat more of a threat than pepper spray, but I have pepper spray in my car as well. And I'm 19 right now, but when I'm 21, you can for sure bet I will have my handgun license. Why? To protect myself, because this is my livelihood. It's like someone saying, or it's like risking your whole entire materials for your job. How are you going to work if that is stolen? Or, you know, just be aware of your surroundings. Don't put yourself in vulnerable situations. If it's dark, don't go to the bank. Wait for the next day. Go home. Tell your client that you have to leave by 10 p.m. Just do it. Protect yourself. Because ultimately, the price is not worth it. It is not worth it. Your safety matters more than a few extra dollars. The next question we got was from Alan's Lifestyle. And he said, how do you get customers as a freelancer? So this is a big question that I oftentimes feel that I need to do better on. But any way that I have ever gotten a client is mostly by word of mouth or having my business cards ready. I often find that when I edit in coffee shops, which is like all the time, every other day, I have people come up to me, they see me editing, they ask if I do video or photo. I'm like, yep, here's my business card. Like, let me do your wedding or whatever. Let me do your event. And so word of mouth and like being professional and having that ready. But also like Facebook ads or Instagram ads, stuff like that. I've done that like 5 times before. I haven't gotten a bunch of feedback on it. Those ads, if you spend less, you get less. And so that's where I run into an issue is because I can't spend a lot of money on ads. I think I spent like $30 total and it reached like 1,500 people. I got one hit and even that didn't turn into anything. So definitely word of mouth. And then having like all your platforms organized and just, you know, not disorganized, which I say to myself because I'm currently working at fixing my website and updating it. But yeah, just being professional and, you know, feeling good about your brand and taking care of your brand. So the next question we got is from Lorenzo, and he said, what kind of photos and or video stuff would you like to be doing in 10 years? So in 10 years, I'll be 29. Life goals. Hope I have a kid by then. Definitely think I'll be married. And I either hope to be doing music. I know. That would be a great career choice path. God, you let me know if you ever want me to do that. Meanwhile, I'm just writing and stuff, but that's for another episode. But meanwhile, I love movies. I say I love movies. I don't go to the movies all the time. When I say that, people are like, oh, like, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, no. Like, I like creating movies. I don't go out and watch a bunch of them because being being a film major and being someone who creates films has ruined my experience in watching films. At least in the cheesy, terribly scripted, terribly produced ones. You know, scary movies especially are so predictable now that I just laugh and I'll call it out like, oh, he's around that door. He's around the door. Oh, I bet you that she's going to get a phone call and the service will go out or like the power, whatever. Like, it's just so predictable. But that doesn't mean that they're not any good. But yeah, so I definitely would love to be in charge of like script writing or the cinematography or just the producing and the organizing the shoot and getting the locations and getting the actors. I love it all. And so wherever God gives me the opportunity to pursue full time, like that is what I want to be doing, is definitely like movie based and not so much client based in the terms of like videography. You know, I want to be doing film, not video. There's a big difference there. If y'all want me to do a short episode eventually about that, let me know and I will try my best to explain it to you. And the last question we got is again from Alan's Lifestyle. He said, some tips on editing. So editing, I'm going to be talking more about videography editing than photography. So I use the Adobe Suite. I use Premiere, Lightroom, Photoshop, all of the above. Not a huge fan of After Effects because it is so hard to work on a Mac because my Mac lags and it's not even a year old. It's great. Love it. But my tips for you would be if you're trying to do Premiere, which I would recommend because that is the professional standard for a lot of places. If you're a student, get the college discount or try to find a school that provides you with that or has an elective and maybe you can ask the teacher, hey, can I come in and like use your computer with Premiere on it, please? Or for me, I started with way back when in like fifth grade when I first started my YouTube channel. Crazy, I know. It was a different YouTube channel. Not going to say the name. It's pretty embarrassing. But I used a Toshiba laptop and I had the Windows movie editor. Super, super like bottom line, it was basically like picture art. It was crazy, crazy dumb. But that was also in like 2010. So we've moved up a few years. But then from there, I started using iMovie when I got my laptop in eighth grade. And so iMovie was doing the trick for a while until I started to do client videos and stuff like that. And I was like, iMovie is just not capable of letting me do what I want to do with my videos. And so I downloaded the Final Cut Pro trial probably about 13 times. Not going to tell you how. It's definitely illegal. I don't do it anymore, so you can't get me for anything. But I eventually saved up to pay for the big, big price that it has. And then 3 months later, I joined a new company and they gave me the entire Adobe Suite for free. Realized I waste my money with Final Cut Pro because not that many people use it and have never touched it ever since then. So that's great. Now I, you know, with Full Sail, that's part of my tuition is paying for the package, the yearly subscription. I actually did that before as a college student. I paid for Photoshop every year. And that was so expensive. It was like $120 just for Photoshop. And then, of course, I had that Final Cut Pro trial. Anyways, so now I just use Premiere. And I would also recommend editing on a desktop of some sort. Those are obviously a lot faster than what a laptop can stand. I actually bought an HP Omen Windows computer last year with an i7 processor. I have a 4K monitor. And it has a bunch of SSD and RAM, so it's amazing. It's basically, it is a gaming desktop. It is. But I don't game. But, you know, if you imagine, you need a lot of that processing power for running games, and you need the exact same for running video and Premiere and all those applications. And simply laptops just aren't built to support that. And so I do have the MacBook Pro this year's release with the i7, and it still crashes every single time I'm on it. And I do use external hard drives. I hardly have anything on my laptop. Of course, sometimes I get a little lazy and I don't delete as much, but definitely just keeping that external hard drive to edit off of will keep your laptop a little bit faster if it can't go any faster than it already is. But yeah, so just keeping it organized, keeping it clear, deleting files, saving files on Dropbox or Google Drive, and just paying for those monthly subscriptions, as much as it stinks, it's better than having to buy a whole new computer because it keeps crashing. So those were pretty quick answers. Just wanted to lightly touch on each of those things. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode whenever this goes up. If I don't have another episode before Christmas, Merry Christmas. I hope you have a great time with your family and your friends and your loved ones. If you have any questions for an episode you want me to do or any advice you'd like, please do let me know. I would love to listen to what y'all are wanting to hear. You can message me on any of my platforms, whether it's in the YouTube comments or it's on my Instagram or Twitter at Abigail's Journal. So thank you again so much for watching and listening, and I will see y'all next episode. Bye!